Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase.
From Wondery, I'm David Brown, and this is Business Wars Daily. Happy Friday, everyone. Let me ask you something. How much money do you spend feeding Fido? Now, if you're anything like the average American, it's more than you did last year by close to 10%, believe it or not. In general, that's not because the price of dog food shot up either. It's because we love our dogs a lot. Pet industry research shows that millennials are treating their dogs like their first kids. And at the other end of the age scale, empty nesters are too. And if they're our kids, well, we feed them like we feed ourselves. If we won't ingest crummy processed food, the logic goes, why would we want less than the best for Max and Sadie? We don't. As a result, there's a flurry of interest in fresh food subscription boxes for your pets. The custom-created meals cater to your golden retriever's every need and your desire to stay out of the pet store. You can get so-called human-grade dog food from a company called Pet Plate, founded in 2016. The company customizes meal plans for your dog, depending on weight, age, health condition, allergies, and so forth. They cook fresh meat and vegetable pet meals, flash freeze them, and deliver them straight to subscribers, much like a Blue Apron or HelloFresh meal kit for humans, minus all the cooking. The company raised $4 million in equity funding last year. And since 2017, Pet Plate has shipped products to 3 million pet owners, Adweek reports. Competing with Pet Plate is a similar service called The Farmer's Dog, fresh food customized for your pup and delivered in batches of single servings. The Farmer's Dog was one of the first and the biggest to catch the eye of investors. It was founded in 2015 and to date has raised $49 million. The other phenomenon responsible for the growth in doggy dining, that would be Instagram. Millions of people follow Dogs of Instagram and other canine hashtags. According to Adweek, dog influencers on Instagram are making very good living showing off everything from diamond-studded dog collars to, that's right, custom cuisine. Whether Instagram influencers will persuade you to get gourmet meals delivered to your door, plenty of dog owners already have and will. The investors ponying up millions seem certain that we'll keep treating our canines like our kids, and maybe even better. Let's see, how many dog years would it take to do 200 episodes of Business Wars Daily? I don't know, you do the math, but we're at number 200. Happy birthday, everyone. From Wondery, this is Business Wars Daily. This week's episodes were written, edited, and produced by Elaine Appleton Grant. Emma Cortland is our editor and producer. Our executive producer is Marshall Liu, created by Hernan Lopez for Wondery. I'm David Brown, and we'll see you next week with episode 201. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you travel for work, you know to pack two suits, business and swim. You know with your Delta SkyMiles Business Amex card, buying that plane ticket for a business trip can get you closer to medallion status. You know that a meeting in Montana means visiting almost every national park.
Yellowstone? Check.
Because you're the chief excursion officer. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum Business American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/you know business.